The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program is designed to bring you inspiration, new perspectives, and experiences of love, compassion, and kindness in action. Our guests are global citizens who live and manifest their values, principles, and ideals. Come share in their activism and values that are making positive contributions to humanity. Now, here is Audrey Katagawa.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not exactly Audrey, but she will be right here with us very shortly. I'm just kind of the executive producer. Not kind of. Well, I guess I am. I'm the executive producer for the show, Our Sacred Journey with Audrey Katagawa. I love it. I love her last name. And she's a beautiful, beautiful lady. I had a chance to spend quite a bit of time with her. And folks, you're going to be in for a very, very special treat. There's going to be a lot of enlightening and a lot of spiritual journeys that we will walk on. And I love the name of her show, Our Sacred Journey with Audrey Katagawa. And right now, I don't want to waste any more time because it's all about her. I just get a chance to kind of talk with her. Audrey, welcome to your show, Our Sacred Journey. It's going to be a privilege speaking with you, introducing you to our large, wonderful listening audience out here. And I know people will enjoy you so much. How are you?
Just wonderful, Isaac. Thank you so much for joining me today and helping to introduce Our Sacred Journey to all of our listeners. I'd like to establish some of the sacred space here, if I could, and by chanting this very, very sacred Sanskrit mantra. It is called the Gayatri Mantra, and I will say it in its original Sanskrit version. And basically, the translation of it is, O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth and do our whole duty as we journey to thy sacred feet. Om Bhum Bhuvaha. Om Swaha. Om Maha. Om Janaha. Om Tapaha. Om Satyam. Om Tat Savitir Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Noha Prachodayat. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om, peace, peace, peace. And may the resonance of this peace permeate through and through and throughout the world. Thank you so much, Isaac.
You did it, Audrey. You did it to me again. you got me again. And folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I had a chance to hear that mantra once before. And I'm on my own spiritual journey, and that's why I'm glad I get a chance to speak with Audrey, because I think I'm going to be talking about more about my spiritual journey than anything else, but hopefully it will kind of align with a lot of people out there, and hopefully a lot of things that I'm going to be looking for in my search and quest, you're going to be able to answer and help so many people out. But first of all, let me ask you about the mantra, because again, it's something happened inside. It's like I'm turning flips on the inside spiritually with my spirit man. And I got to ask you, is that more of, because you told us what it meant in English. Now, is that more of a heavenly language? Is that a language between you and your spiritual father? Is that something that I can learn? Because what it did for me is very peaceful.
Well, it is a very ancient, ancient mantra. It's considered to be the Maha Mantra or the Great Mantra. And the seers and sages and mystics of ancient times felt the resonant vibration that would be brought forth from the divine source. And this sacred mantra captivates that sacred energy, that sacred resonance, which I consider to be the resonance of divine love. And that is why when people tune in to that resonant vibration of divine love, their hearts actually do open, and it helps to awaken the spiritual consciousness. And that probably is the experience that you yourself had as I was chanting it, and your heart was doing these flips.
I love it. Now, you got to give us a little bit of background, because obviously this is introducing you to the worldwide audience here at A Voice America. And I think a lot of folks would want to know, Audrey Kitagawa, I mean, who is she? How did she get a show? I mean, what's she all about? Could you give some of the folks out there, Audrey, that are just finding out who you are and about your show, about how you came to be the leader of the Light of Awareness, the International Spiritual Family?
Well, the Light of Awareness International Spiritual Family already existed, although not by that name, because basically we didn't really have a name. We are a very informal group, and we gathered around my predecessor, who we call Divine Mother. And she was Divine Mother Flora Tsuruyo Nomi. She was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii. And she had by external appearances, she was just very ordinary, a very wonderful Japanese lady, only had an 8th grade education, very simple. She lived a householder's life. She was married and raised 5 children. But she gave the most powerful, spontaneous expositions on the divine that one could ever have the privilege to hear. And in the hearing of these spontaneous expositions, you really felt this tremendous connection. So she had like the key to open at least my spiritual heart and change my life completely. So from the very first moment that I met her, I fell totally and completely in love with her. And despite the fact that many people constantly visited her, she had this very unique way of making you feel very acknowledged, very loved and nurtured, and often as if you're the only one with her in the entire room. So she said to me when I first met her, that I am transmitting to you, spirit to spirit, heart to heart, infinite to infinite, and not mind to mind. So you don't have to try to remember with your mind anything I'm telling you. whatever messages I have transmitted to you will spontaneously arise when you need them. And she has been totally true to her word. And when I need these messages, they do spontaneously arise. Well, people started to come around because they wanted to have these beautiful, uplifting words of inspiration, and the sense of complete unconditional love that she gave to us. And people came from all over the world to be with her. So we had a spiritual community. And before she left her body, she chose me to carry on her work. Now, she lived a particularly interior life. She basically was in the kitchen most of her life. She really did not go out and travel and, you know, do all those other things. She basically stayed at home. So she asked me to go out into the world for her. So this is what I have been doing since I retired from my very active and successful law practice in Honolulu, Hawaii for 20 years. So after she left her body on May 22, 1992, I continued to practice law for another 4 years and finally closed my practice in 1996. And I have been traveling throughout the world ever since. And I've been to over 47 countries now.
You know, Audrey, as the audience is listening to you, as I am, I often think about it, and I'm looking at through your connection to your predecessor, the Divine Mother, what would you say from so many things that she imparted on you and your knowledge and just so much that she gave to you to carry this on with this connection? I want you to kind of impart on our listening audience a little bit more about some of the messages, some of the important messages, values that she had imparted to you, and, you know, more specifically, why you. We're going to take a short break with me right now. One of our new hosts, very glad to have her, a lady of tremendous experience, glad to have her joining the Voice America team here with us. Her name, Audrey Kitagawa. You heard her mantra earlier. This is a very special being, folks. I say being because she's a spirit with a soul that's in this physical thing we call a body. And it is my pleasure to be able to have her on board, interview her, and just talk about the things of the divine spirit. We'll be right back. It's about 15 minutes after the hour. My name is Isaac Griffin, executive producer of the show Sacred Journey. My pleasure being here. We'll take a quick time out. Again, Voice America, your world leader when it comes to original live talk.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Tune into Earth Mama Radio with host Mary Lambert. Our show is all about finding the wonder in the world around us. Through the years, Mary Lambert has dedicated her life to learning and experience, particularly in her own work in the human energy field, photography, animals, and nature. She'll share some of her discoveries with you while fostering a desire for peace and well-being. Earth Mama Radio can be heard live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Katagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
Gotta love it. My guys back in the control room are the best. And, you know, as we come in and out, very new show, we're having fun. I get a chance to really kind of settle down and get inside again with that spirit, man, because I'm used to doing sports and it's so crazy and you know that. But today, it is just a real pleasure. I'm talking with, interviewing one of our new hosts of the exciting Seventh Wave, one of the, if not the biggest channel, the biggest community of spiritual listeners out there on this type of genre. Audrey Katagawa is our new host. She's joining us. She has a very special show. It will be coming on every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, right here on your world leader when it comes to original talk. That's Voice America, Seventh Wave Channel. We really expect you to join us on this sacred journey. Isn't that right, Audrey?
That's right. And because I am from Hawaii and there is the Hawaiian Standard Time, I, for all of our listeners in Hawaii, also wanted to mention that the program airs at noon Hawaii Standard Time. And since I am also in New York City and we do have lots of listeners on the East Coast, I'd like to say that it also airs live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And don't forget, Audrey, that all of the fans, listeners that you do have coming on board and joining the Sacred Journey and getting their ticket to ride, they can also download your show. You will be available in archive form right here on the network. They just have to go to your show, bookmark it. And also, one other nice thing, you will be available on demand, iTunes syndication. The next 24 hours, the show will be available so people all over the world can download you. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you're on your computers or whatever you're on, laptops, it doesn't matter, make sure you download the Voice America smartphone app. Get that thing on there because then you can take Audrey wherever you go. And when she gives out that great divine word, you will be able to hear it no matter what. So also, she has a website. Audrey, you do have your website. Tell them a little bit about the website.
Yes, the website is www.lightofawareness.org. And there you'll be able to see some of the articles I've written, as well as testimonials from our spiritual members of our spiritual community, some very exciting video clips of sacred journeys to sacred sites. So it's a very full website, and I hope that you all will have an opportunity to view it.
I love it. And when we left off at the break, you were just telling us a little bit how you became the leader and how this, I guess this great aura, this inside special divine calling was given to you by the Divine Mother. And we were just talking about and asking you in particular some of the important messages, I guess values that the Divine Mother imparted to you that you're going to kind of give us that wisdom.
Yes, she said that we have to love God first. And of course, that is a very consistent teaching with the first commandment, that, you know, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. And Divine Mother said that she came for the householders. And householders are those who are married, have families, who work, carry a lot of responsibilities, and also have a lot of attachments, you know, whether it's to our relationships, to many worldly things, the pursuit of material things, and of course we do have jobs. And so she felt that householders particularly carry a lot of responsibility. So she said through the development of our love and devotion to God as a first priority in life, that this was the fastest way to God realization. And she said that this was the reason why we all came. The purpose of life is God realization. So in creation, everything always changes. So we are constantly in a flow of change. So she didn't want us to develop rigid, conditioned thinking. And she wanted us to be able to move with the grace of God, move with the flow of life, let go and let God take over. So she always admonished us to attach our minds and our hearts to God instead of to transitory things. And she said that God alone is the doer and the creator. And she wanted us always to acknowledge the supremacy of God in our lives and to be humble in the face of God's omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. So she said very simply, because, you know, she didn't use big words, but her words had so much power and so much meaning. And she said, we cannot make a drop of blood or a blade of grass. So we really have to refrain from arrogance and develop the humble heart. And knowing that God alone is the divine creator and having him front and center within the sacred chamber of our own hearts, that we would be able to come to the realization of the divine presence in our lives and in all of life.
But let's talk about the conflict again, Audrey, because as I told you in our conversations as we came together is, you know, I'm just starting to understand that I am a spirit with a soul in this physical body. You just said something that, you know, a couple things. She came for. Well, to me, it's almost like the spirit is here in the physical form. She came for the household. Well, I'm kind of asking you, yeah, you see the physical body there, but that's not who can. It's almost like that's not what you're seeing. I know you see it, if you know what I mean. I know you can see the physical body, but it's almost the spirit, that the divine word has been embarked on you. And is that what the divine mother, when I say divine mother, I just have this conflict now with spirit, physical form. I have this serious conflict, and that's where I'm coming from. Mind, heart, help me understand this a little bit more, because that's my big conflict. I battle spiritually to have my spirit lead my physical form, but at the same time, that is the conflict that 90% of the people listening are going, huh? I look this way. What do you mean I'm a spirit?
Well, you know, I said she came for the householders.
Okay.
That means, you know, not the renunciates, not the monks. So because they have their, you know, traditions and whatever the different traditions from the different religions or pathways may be. But householders particularly are the ones who are in human relationships, mm-hmm. are married, have children, have to go to work, you know, basically like you and me. So we have, as a consequence, a lot of attachments. And now the human body is the physical vehicle for the spirit. But the divine spirit that resides within the body and moves the body is the reality. So one of the first things that she told me when I met her was that the body is not real. Only God is real. And I had a very fascinating experience in my very first year of law school. And I had some guests over to my home, and I did a dinner, and I put on the kettle to make some tea. And I frankly didn't hear the kettle whistle, so I went to check up on it. Well, it was just you know, cooking itself because I forgot to put in water. So I opened the cap and I held the kettle under the tap. And when that water hit that hot, hot pot, the steam just literally cooked off the skin from my hand. It was exceedingly painful, but because I had guests, I surprised myself really about my self-control. I didn't say a word. I carried on as if I had no injury whatsoever. And so long as the mind was engaged with the guests, I was okay. But they had a good time and they left around 2 o'clock in the morning. And once they were gone, my mind suddenly went to my injury and it was excruciatingly painful. It was intolerable. And as she had promised me that she was doing the transmission, so I didn't have to remember the messages that she imparted to me, in my mind, they would spontaneously arise. And suddenly her message that the body is not real, only God is real, spontaneously popped up. And I knew in my heart that I immediately had to sit down and meditate on those words. And I did. I sat down, I went inward, and I lost body consciousness and got to experience that really the body is not real. But you know, Isaac, when I came out of that deep, deep meditation in which I had no consciousness of my body whatsoever, when I came out of that state, my skin had spontaneously regenerated, and there was absolutely no pain and no evidence whatsoever that I had the serious burn and that my skin was, you know, restored. And so since that time, in emergencies only, I have gone within to invoke the fact and the reality of the only reality that really exists, which is the divine, eternal, immortal life. So all of the physical manifestations that we see in creation, whether it is the body or buildings or whatever it is, we have to know that anything with form and structure will ultimately go back to dust. So our bodies will eventually go back to dust, but we are not the body. So we actually have immortal, eternal life. So say, for example, you have an automobile. The automobile is the vehicle to get you from point A to point B. But at some point in time, the automobile will have to go to the junkyard. At that time, the driver of the car steps out of the car, and the driver is not the car. So too, the essence of this divine spirit is not the body, although it is the force that drives the body and moves the body. And this is the eternal immortal self that can never die. So I have fully experienced for myself what Divine Mother has transmitted. And we have to, however, because it is, the body is the vehicle of our experience in creation, we have to respect it and take good care of it, just as if you want your automobile to last longer, you have to do all the proper maintenance, give it good gasoline, you know, change the oil and filter, check the tires, etc. So too, the body is the temple that is really the house for the living God.
Audrey, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Mm-hmm. I want to take a quick time out. We've got just a few seconds before we go into our break. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're having an enlightenment or awakening as I'm having in this conversation with Audrey Kitagawa, our newest, most fascinating host that we're now introducing to our Seventh Wave community right here at Voice America, world leader when it comes to original live talk. This is fascinating for me. Audrey, when I come back, I want to go into going inside, because from everything I'm learning, as I know I am not this physical being, people can't see who I really am. I also understand that within that spirit, that the Divine One has given me everything that I need for healing, prosperity, all of those things. And when we come back, We're going to have a conversation, continue our conversation and discussion with the remarkable, renowned Audrey Kitagawa right here on Voice America World Talk.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. What do the stars really hold in store for you? Yeah, you've heard that before. What you need is an astrological detective to help you get inside and sort it all out. Enter Andrea Gertz, astrological detective. Andrea uses various research methods to explore the magical science of astrology. What does the future mean? Is that person really your soulmate? And why? It's not just the what, but the how and why. It's Andrea Gertz, astrological detective, heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
It's time to explore the great shift that is taking place in our world. Every week, be sure to tune in to Walking Terra Christa Radio. Terra Christa means the new earth. Hosts Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden, also known as Mel and Mike, will guide you across the third dimensional veil to help move you toward a fifth dimensional reality. Through our guests and the wisdom of your hosts, you'll be prepared to make this shift to Walking Terra Christa. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Kitagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
I love My Sacred Journey. I'm on with Audrey. This is great. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got the finest in live original talk radio on the internet media. Nobody bigger or better when it comes to bringing you this type of information and content and just relevant stuff that you can apply to your life right now. This minute, you can start to ingrain some of this great talk coming from Audrey. We were just talking about spirit, soul, body, being able to go inside because everyone has it inside of them. You have the capabilities to heal, be prosperous. Whatever you need, the divine source has already put it inside your spirit. Audrey, my thing is, I found it fascinating in the story that you told about your hand getting, you know, kind of burned with the steam. I found that phenomenal in my mind and in my spirit. I knew where you were going because you're the type of person that knows how to go inside. And here's where I'm going, and the reason I say that, even with myself, and that's all I can speak on, and hopefully there are many others out there that are far beyond where I'm at or even at the brink of where I'm at or thinking about it. My thing is, I know all of those things. I know that now I'm this spirit. Everything I need is embarked on me. I can heal myself. I can go through prosperity. God has made the promises to me. All I have to do is call him on those promises. But at the same time, help me understand, because what's so hard is this physical form, these five senses that you say you were able to do it, but I go, how do I do it? I know my hand would still be burning. How do I go inside and so-called reel that out so that now my physical shell can take advantage of what's on the inside in my spirit, man, like you were able to do? How do you pull that out?
Well, what I did when the message spontaneously arose within me and her transmission of the body is not real, only God is real. So I meditated on that truth. And as I meditated on that truth, it became the avenue that took me to the non-embodied state. And so the state, the soul is ever in a state of perfection, and there is no sickness in the soul. So when you touch that divine source, which is perfect, then the you know, God takes over, and it is really God who does the healing, and the perfect love that is God moves in incredible, mysterious ways. So yes, as was given in the Bible, the kingdom of God is within you. And as Divine Mother told me, all of the scriptures, the infinite wisdom, the abundance, everything is already within you. So it is true that it is already given to us by the divine life that we have already from God. And but for this divine life, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. We wouldn't be, you know, talking to each other. We wouldn't be able to do anything. So this is why it's very important to have gratitude to God always in our hearts. And of course, God is in everything and in everyone. Every life is sacred because the divine life is in everyone. And Divine Mother told me that God is love. So she always wanted us to be mindful of our speech, our thoughts, and our actions. And, you know, so she wanted us to live in a very loving way and never to kill another person's spirit. So we don't hurt another person through destructive speech or violent behavior or negative thoughts, because thoughts also are very powerful units of energy. So she encouraged us to be in loving relationship with ourselves, because she always says, don't hurt yourself, as well as in loving relationships with others. But how we are in relationship to ourself ultimately will be the trajectory by which we are in relationship to others. So for example, you can't hate yourself and love another.
Hmm.
So because when we realize that God is within us and this life is sacred, then we really have to honor the sacredness of this life. We have to respect it. And just as you would not desecrate or destroy sacred places, so too we have to understand that the most beautiful temple that is housing the divine spirit is this body. So, and this very sacred life that we have. So we really have to be in relationship to ourselves in a very loving, respectful, honorable, and sacred way.
We're talking right now to Audrey Kitagawa, one of our newest fascinating hosts, joining us on the Voice America Network, as well as our Seventh Wave channel. This is just phenomenal. I know that often you speak of this global sleeping giant. You mention that quite often in a lot of things that you've done and a lot of places you've been and talked about. How does our spiritual lives awaken this sleeping giant? And tell me, who is this global sleeping giant?
Well, the global sleeping giant is all of us. basically it's civil society. And of course, now we have the capacity to mobilize it and awaken it in ways that we didn't have, because it is concurrently going on with all of the information technology inventions that put us together in real time. And this is not something we had before in our past history. So if we look at the Arab Spring, if we look at, you know, how people can get mobilized so quickly through information technology, then this is also a beautiful venue by which we can disseminate the truths about who we are, as well as our capacity to be able to do really great things in the world. So as I had shared in my program description, that we have as global citizens the opportunity, as we have never had before, to step into the shoes of global citizenship and become really conscious, active participants in creating positive changes in the world. And that's very important when we recognize that each of us has great responsibility to contribute positively to the world. And we can do that by developing, first and foremost, our spiritual lives. And a part and parcel of the development of our spiritual life is to also develop our values and adhere to them, practice them, implement them, and live by them.
I know one thing, too, that many people will start to try to associate or draw the line is when it comes to that word sin. Based on the word, if you have accepted God as your Savior in Christ, all of your sins are cleansed. You're able to start to make better judgments. Not always so, Audrey. When you start to talk about the impact of waking up the sleeping giant, I think so much about what's going on now with so many wild and crazy things that I guess physically, humanly, our taste, our senses are appealed to. I mean, how do we get back? I mean, the impact of waking up this sleeping giant, what do you think would really happen to the world if we finally realized that the person we're looking at really isn't what we're looking at? It's because when I hear the likeness of God, hopefully, no disrespect, you're Asian, I'm African-American, but inside we're spirits. But when I hear we're all in the shape and form of God, it would confuse me if I don't understand. How can you look like God and I look like God? Well, if we can awaken this sleeping giant like you talk about, what do you think would happen if we all threw away the human eyes and put on our spiritual eyes?
Well, we would immediately recognize that we are all interconnected and interdependent, and we are in a unitive consciousness. We are completely in the oneness with God. And actually, there's only one of us in the entire world, in the entire universe, and that is God. However, God manifests in multiple ways. So there is multiplicity, but in the multiplicity and diversity that we experience in creation, there is only the unitive power. Divine Mother said there's only one power in the universe, and that power is God. There are no two powers, no three powers. There's only one power. So when you join your consciousness and align it in that unitive consciousness, you do recognize that we are all one. And in creation, when we are limited by our five senses and the five elements, and we see multiplicity and separation, we have to know that that is an illusion. That is the illusion created by the limitations of our senses. But cool. When we go beyond the veil of illusion, we're all together, we are not separated. We're all one in God.
Well, that's what I like to hear, Audrey. And we're going to take a quick time out now as we come up on our final break of this show. It's not long enough, Audrey. I could sit here and do another 3 hours with you. I think you're that fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. I mean the outreach. it's touching me. And we're talking about the things that I often have questions about. The spirit, the man, the soul. Welcome to this show. It will be going on and on forever, I hope. As executive producer for Our Sacred Journey with Audrey Kitagawa, this is just fascinating. I'm enjoying it. I hope you are. We're going to come back. Our final segment, I want to get into how ordinary people kind of can participate in this global shift, this 2012 awakening, so to speak. Want to get your thoughts on 2012, too. What do you think is going to happen when we get right down to it? And we'll do it right here on Our Sacred Journey on Voice America, your world leader in original live talk on the Internet.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Is the life you're currently living enough for you? Is it the life you once dreamt? What if you could change what's not working for you in the blink of an eye? Listen for The Bliss Edition, featuring Dr. Shelley Childers. We'll explore how your body and your life is created from everything that you think and say about it, including aging, disease, illnesses, pain, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What would it be like to live a life of ease, joy, and glory? The Bliss Edition is heard every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Our Sacred Journey. To reach Audrey Kitagawa, please send an email to dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. That's dmaudrey@lightofawareness.org. And now, back to Our Sacred Journey.
Welcome back, folks. I love it. The name says it all. Sacred Journey. I'm Isaac Griffin, executive producer of this wonderful show, Our Sacred Journey, with a very special, fascinating host that will be with you from every week here on out, right here in this seat, bringing you this type of knowledge and just information, doing it right here on Our Sacred Journey. We'll be doing it on Voice America week in, week out. You know where to find it. But right now, with just a few minutes to go, I really want to get into some of the things we were just kind of talking about, Audrey, but we were trying to figure out ordinary people. I mean, just regular folk, like the household people that the Divine Mother just felt was her calling. You know, ordinary people participating in this global shift, how does it happen?
Well, it really happens when we get to understand that as global citizens, we each have great responsibility in life and in the world. And it is important that we, one, develop our spiritual lives. And as part and parcel of that, we have to be clear on what our values are. So what's important to us in terms of how we want to live and be in the world? We have to work hard at adhering to our values and having the discipline in our spiritual lives to apply our values, implement them, live by them, and to be able to understand how best that we can contribute positively to the world. Because if we do understand that we're all interconnected and interdependent, we actually are patterning ourselves after, you know, nature. When we understand with increasing complexity, nature is able to adapt and to survive and to flourish and to grow through cooperation.
But Audrey, let me jump in, because here's where I'm going now. Mm-hmm. Is a lot of times, you know, because of the word, we see the 10 big sins. And when we start talking about our values, that's where I'm going with this, because a sin is a sin. It doesn't matter how big, how small. God doesn't look and go, oh, you just committed a big sin. Oh, you committed a kind of big sin. No, yours was little. The thing that God looks at as a sin, and correct me if I'm wrong, in my teachings and understanding, is that he looks at you for missing out on things like reading the word, letting the word dictate to your spirit, and letting your spirit that has the soul run the human body. And so when a lot of times people will get so caught up today into not being righteous, but trying to figure out, so I don't sin, or I don't want to do the big sin, or those Ten Commandments is what I want to live by. It really doesn't matter in God's eye. A sin is a sin, but the biggest sin is really not adjusting and getting into the Word. Am I right? Wrong? Am I in the ballpark?
Well, this is what I started it off this conversation with, and I said that it's very important that, one, we develop our spiritual lives, and we will develop our spiritual lives according to how our hearts and our spirits move us. So there are, you know, over 7 billion people in the world. There are 7 billion pathways to the divine. And, for example, for you, going to the Word, going to Scripture may be your avenue to be able to come in within and to establish your direct relationship with the kingdom of God that is already within you. For example, I know several people in different traditions, and they do that through chanting, through rituals, through different types of practices. Mm-hmm. And through my own direct experience with the vibrant consciousness of illumination that I had the privilege to experience, that was given to me, God is pure, unconditional love. And Isaac, we are loved totally and completely. And it's really ourselves that judges and, is our harshest. We are our own harshest prosecutor, judge, and jailer. God is only pure love. We have these experiences in creation that always has the pairs of opposites, the perception of the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, and the, you know, positive and the negative. These are all experiences to help us to come to understand more and more what we must develop within our spiritual life, understanding what it means to actualize the reality of the living God in our lives through loving thoughts, loving speech, loving actions, to express and develop the heart of compassion, to care for others, to be selfless, to understand what it means to sacrifice so that we can, you know, really share that love with others. So it moves us from the me, myself, and I in a very small framework to the bigger picture, and to really be able to practice daily love in action. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. And while we can talk about, you know, sin and all the different ways that, you know, people will try to find God in the confluence of the evolutionary flow of their own sacred journey and the elevation of their consciousness to higher and higher realms, we have to really know that in the pure unconditional love of God, we are all sinless.
Audrey, I love you. I'm going to enjoy you being on our network on this Seventh Wave channel. I know we started our program off with a wonderful mantra. I know you always have a prayer, something special. What do you have to offer us as we close out our show today?
Yes, Isaac, thank you so very much. And I would love to offer this prayer to you and to all of our listeners around the world. All praise and all glory be unto thee, O Lord, the giver of life and all good and perfect gifts. We praise you and glorify you and your sacred name. Bless us in all thy ways and help us to cultivate from more to more each day our love and devotion to you within the sacred chambers of our own hearts. Guide us that we may actualize your living reality in our daily lives through loving thoughts, speech, and actions. Bless all of our listeners, and may this program, Our Sacred Journey, provide that spark of inspiration that will empower others to unfold good works that will be in alignment with your universal spiritual laws of love, peace, harmony, and joy. Amen.
Audrey, amen. That is the truth. That's the gospel. Very honored to have you join us. Ladies and gentlemen, from this day forward, every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, join Audrey Kitagawa right here. Fascinating divine connection. This is a sacred show. We're on a sacred journey. We'll see you back here, same time, same place, for your Sacred Journey with Audrey Kitagawa on Our Sacred Journey.
Thank you for being a part of Our Sacred Journey. Please join Audrey Kitagawa again next Monday at noon Hawaiian Standard Time, 3 p.m. in the West, 6 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. This week, think about the contributions of love and compassion that you'll make and how together we can create a better, harmonious, and more peaceful world. Just like